Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, like in 8-9 lines from the top, maybe 10 lines from the top. Now we said yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda said an interesting halacha. Rabbi Yehuda said that sukkah, schach, you only could use with dalet minim of a luluf. It could be one of the dalet minim. And Rav explained that not only does it have to be the lulav, it could be the tree of the lulav. So now the Gemara is going to ask on that. The last word of the line. Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Abbas Minin En Mindi Achini Loi. Did Rabbi Yehuda say that the only thing that you can use for schach is one of the four minim? And if it's not one of the four minim, you can't use it? V'otanyi v'lit nebraisam Sichicha b'nesarim shal erez. If you misachich with nesarim shal erez, beams of Erez, Shiyesh ben Dalet Vachem, Nebihakla Psula. That has in the Dalet Vachem, everyone agrees that it's possible. Ein ben Dalet Vachem, if it doesn't have Dalet Vachem, Ameya Paisa, we learned this earlier, Ameya Paisa, review the Machshe. Umayder Ameya, Ameya is Mayder, Shiyesh ben Nesa, Lenesa, Kemole Nesa, if in between each beam you have as much as you have the beam itself, Shemaniach Pesa Benayim, Ukshayra, because we came out that there's a beam, empty space, a beam, empty space, a beam, empty space. And then on the other side also, a beam, empty space, a beam, empty space. So in the middle you have eight tvachim, so it works.
But as long as it's full
schach. So now, Gemara is saying, so you see that mesachin, sichachah ben nesarim shal erez. You'll have to be mesachach with nesarim shal erez. That's not, and this is Rabbi Yehuda talking. Who's that? That's not lulav, esrig, hadas, arava, that's none of those. And why is it kasha? So obviously I see that you don't need, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that you need one of the four minim in order to have schach kasha. And for the Gemara, my erez, what's the sum shall erez? Hadas. Erez, you thought it meant a beam, a regular beam of wood. No, erez is a hadas. Kidirabo. So, Baravuna, the Amir Abaravuna, Ami Beirav, Asar Mini Arazimim. There's 10 types of Erez trees. Shanema ete memidba Erez shita v'hadas. And we say over there that one of them, hadas, is one of them. So you see, there's such a musig. There's hadas is called the Erez. So what's the translation of Erez?
Cedar, no?
Cedar tree. Now over here we're telling. Oh, they did this.
Right? They put down the word Erez.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, they have to be safe. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's not an Erez tree. I mean, it's an Erez tree. Erez is also included in Hadas. So Hadas is an Erez. Okay.
So how do you have Nesarim?
No. It's a tree. You could take...
Is it?
What?
A Hadas tree is a...
It's a tree. He's talking about a Hadas tree.
Yeah.
They're like bushes,
have,
no?
The two parts that we have that it's...
I don't know. I've never seen
it. Rabbi Yehuda permits this Erez?
He needs that, but all four species.
He just needs all these, you know, Dalamina.
It's more... He's being a Maya. Not every could do the Kaka. Just the Almin.
But did Rabbi Yehuda say Erez is okay? We just said he was saying that. Does he really agree with this?
Yes, he says because Erez could come from a Hadassim. It depends what. There's some Arazim. There's some trees. A Hadash tree is okay. Erez is a Hadass.
Okay.
The Mishnah said, "May I'm a Philip and Mashiach." You could even tie the lulav and the Hadass and Arava with a chut meshicha, a thread of flax, and a mei came along and said the story in Anshish Lime. Look at the Gemara, Tanya. Amar mei, maisa b'yakir Yerushalayim. There's a story with the Ashirim Yerushalayim. She yo'igdim es luluvayim b'gemuni Yerushal Zav. They would tie the luluv with threads of Zav. Amar lo'im Yisham Raya. So you see that you don't need the min. So they said, Yisham Raya b'mina yo'igdim es luluvayim. They would tie it on the bottom of it. They would tie it with its min. And they just put that also, but really, the ikka tying was with its min. Amalu Rabba Lahani Megadle Yashana de Be'erish Galusa. Rabba told the people that tie the lulavim in the Be'erish Galusa. Ki Gadlisa Yashana de Be'erish Galusa, when you tie the Hashana, the lulavim in Be'erish Galusa, Shayi Be'beis Yad, leave over on the bottom, the base, a place for him to hold the lulav. In order it shouldn't be chatzitza. What does that mean? It means he held that really lulav doesn't need an agad. So now if you're going to hold it in the place of the agad, so now that's a chatzitza between your hand and the lulav. So therefore don't make sure that you leave over a place in the lulav that you can have your hand without the agad, and therefore it won't be a chatzitza. That means when you're holding the lulav, make sure you're not holding the lulav in a place where the tie is. Because the tie is not needed. So if the tie is not needed, then it's a chatzitza. One second. We'll get to it in a minute. One second. Yeah, but you're not trying to be yaitzah with that mint, right?
Who said it's a mint?
Yeah, but that's something that's not... That doesn't have
a,
I don't know, that's, no, that's not a what is that?
You don't hold the
hadas
of that rubbish.
What?
You don't hold the hadas of that rubbish.
If what?
I'm saying you don't hold it, you just hold the lulav in the esrog. What about the hadas of
that rubbish? Sure you do, because we have today something that it goes in.
No,
today, you don't hold the rubbish.
What do you mean? That's not, we don't call that a chatzitza. We'll get to it in a minute.
The lulav touches a minimal amount. It takes more than a minimal amount. You don't taste that because the bark is more than the minimum.
No, that's a chelik of the lulav.
So?
It's not a chelik of the lulav. It's not connected.
If you
tie
it, it's connected.
No, it's not. It's a shvach as far. What? Oh, that's what he wants to say. We'll see. But she's telling you to hold the bottom of the lulav where it doesn't have the tie and hold the esrog.
But what about the holder?
There's no holder. We don't know anything about holders. We don't know anything. We know that lulav doesn't need to be tied together with the hadassim and the rabbis. That's what we're passing. You're tying it, but it doesn't have to be. So now, if it doesn't have to be, if you're going to hold it where the egget is, that's going to be a hefsek between your hand
you're
and
holding
the,
it regardless altogether. I mean, the person's holding it, he's circling with it together.
If you have it tied, don't how you hold it on the tie, hold exactly. It below the tie.
Exactly. Right.
Even though if you're going to do it.
Right, exactly. Still a chatzitza, since it's not needed.
So what about today?
Oh, we'll get to it. This is what today is. Kolin eusein a chaitzitz. Since it's for niceness, it's not a chaitzitz. Even if you hold lulav ein tzarach eged, but why are you doing it? We pass the lulav ein tzarach eged. Why are we doing it? For niceness. So, therefore, it's not chaitzitz.
Why do we say davka hashana when we're referring to the dalmina?
Hashana means anything. It doesn't mean davka. It doesn't mean hashana.
It's like a taichin of a rova.
Yeah. Zakti ma'avaita. Va'omer rabba le'linkit inish hashana besudra. The be'ina lekicha tam of aleka. Don't hold the hashana, the lulavim, the lulav, with something on your hand, with a glove, a sudha, because you need lekicha tama. And that's stopping the lekicha tama, which means I can't have a chatzitza between your hand and the lulav. And by you holding a shmata on your hand, or something like that, then it's a problem. Therefore, you have a band-aid on your finger, it's also a problem. Anything that's stopping you from touching the lulav itself.
Why? But by washing, you say a bandaid is not chaitzis.
Okay, yeah.
It's bottle.
Yeah, okay.
So depends. Same thing for this.
Depends. Not always do you say it's bottle. Yeah. And that, if you say it over there, you say it.
How much of your hand has to hold the lulav? I'm saying, who says you need your entire hand?
Oh, you're asking good. No. That's a big shot on the paiskim. It means how much part of your hand, maybe if you just, the whole part of your hand is anyway, is not really touching, right? You don't have to literally, it could be with your fingers, right? So it's not so posh. There is a big shayla. That means even though, let's say your band-aid's over here, and anyways, it's not touching. But since it's not roy now to touch, well, that itself is a problem. It has to be that your whole hand is roy to touch. If your whole hand, it's felt in the hand. Yeah. Rava says, no, if you're holding it through something else, that's considered holding. That means like this. We have two cases. We have one that the lulav has a tie around it. That was the first case. Now we're talking about, not that the lulav has a tie around it, just something's on your hand, and now that's being chaitzis to the lulav. Is there any difference in those two cases?
Yeah, you just said, if it's lanoi, then it's not a problem.
Right. Over here, if it's lanoi, it's a problem. If you have a gold glove, that's a problem. You don't say noy on your hand, it becomes batal to your hand, but it doesn't make a difference, it's chaitzitz. So over here we have to have another reason, a different reason of lekicha, this is still considered, lekicha yedei davracha, is considered that you took it.
Well, you see by the kohen it's chaitzitz if you put the sudah.
Right.
So why should this be better than, why should we derive from Kayin?
So Rabbi Maz is asking like this. One second, so again, let's just be Maz. So there's two cases. There's one case that the lulav itself has a ribbon around it, a bow, whatever it is, something around it. Over there we tell you, since it's finais, it's not chaitis. What does that mean? It means it comes a chelik of the lulav.
Right.
So that's not a chatzitza. Over here, if this shmat is around your hand, what does it come a chelik of? Right? Right. It's bush. So it's two different cases. So what's it? It really isn't.
What?
It's not a chelik of your goof, you're saying. It's not a chelik of your body. So what's the reason? So the reason is like this. That,
what's the reason they want?
So why is the taka good? What's Rava saying? That's the Gemara, it's not good. Rava says, what does that mean? Because he's telling you that we want it to be that you took it. That's considered you taking. You're taking. Lekicha, you have to take.
Right, meaning it doesn't have an effect on the lulav.
Right, that's right. Considered
it has an effect
took.
On yourself. Yeah, yeah. Who cares?
He's saying it's okay. You have something on your hand. You're taking it.
Right, it's still considered you took the lulav. It's not considered that the shmata took the lulav. It's not considered the glove took the lulav. It's considered you took it.
Right. So if you wrap the lulav with the towel, it might be different.
Right. Because it's not like a kayin, like your mother's asking a kayin. It's not the same thing as a kayin. That is din chatzitza. And if you have something between the kayin, the kayin has something between the floor.
That might be
floor.
Right.
You put the shmat, it's awesome.
No, if you,
because over here, there's one thing that the lulav can't have anything on it, and there's another thing that you have to take it. That's where it comes from. So this is considered, you're taking it, even though there's a shmat in between. Where do I know this? That taking with something else is considered taking. The Tanaim, we learned in the Mishnah, Ezov Kotze, if you have a grass by Paraduma, by Mechatas, so you have to go ahead and spritz, you put the Ezov into the Mayim Chayim, and you go ahead with the Efer, with the ashes, and you go ahead and then you spritz with it. So now let's say it was a short Ezov. So what do? So you want to put it into the water. So you could tie it to a chut. You could be like this, you're extending it. You're tying it with a string. Or a kush, that's a plach, that's a, like the needle that the woman knead with. So, v'tayvel. Umayla, you take it out. V'oichiz be'ezav, and then you hold on to the grass itself. Umaza, and you spritz the person. So now, why? So you see, amay v'lokach v'tavel amrachmana. The Torah says you have to put it in and be tayvel. That means put it into the into this mechatas and be tayvel. Elalav. Malakach. You have to put it in. And now over here, you're not touching the ezav. You're not touching the grass. You're touching the thread. You're touching the plach, the kush of this needle of a woman. That's what's connected to the ezav. You're not touching the ezav itself. Elalav, shema mino, lekicha de davracha, shema lekicha. Hey, I see that lekicha de devracha, it's considered lekicha, it's considered you're touching the ezev. Over there, since it's connected to the ezev, you can't detach it.
It should be worse over there.
So it has it in like it's goof, and therefore it's considered that you're like touching the ezev itself. What are you saying there?
No, it should be, but it's not doimed to lulav, because by lulav, you don't, over there you don't have the lekicha on the esrek, or the chitzitza part. Right.
Now, if you just see the Gemara, the Mishnah that we just read said that when you dip it in, you're holding the chut, and that's okay. When you spritz, then you hold on to the ezev and you spritz. So why then do I have to hold on to the ezev?
Because if you can't spritz with the chut.
Why?
It's going to break.
It's not practical.
It's not practical. It's Rashi explains. It's not practical. You're not going to have good aim. The chut's going to go flying. It's not going to hit the person. Okay. So anyways, so the Bekitzis, the Gemara is being a raya from there. That's like, Gemara, it's not a raya because over there, you're doing it, it's connected. It's like, Gemara, so I'll bring you a different raya. Elam Ehacha. Nafal mishvei fes l'shaykes, pasal. When you put the ashes into the water, first you have the kli of water, mayim chayim, and then you put the ashes of the parah aduma into this kli, and then you mix it. So let's say it fell by itself, if the ashes fell into the water by itself, pasal. Hahipiluhu, but if you intended to put it in, it didn't fall by itself, but you intend to put it in through the kli, kasher. Amai v'lokhoi v'nosan amrachmoni, you have to take it with your hand and put it in. Why, if you put it in with the kli, is it good? Elalav, shmami no, l'kicha yedei davracha, shma l'kicha. Here I see that putting it in with something else, even though you're not touching it, the fact that you're putting it in through something else, that's considered lekicha. So you want to know what's lekicha, even though there's something in between your hand and the ashes, and over here something in between your hand and the lulav, still that's considered lekicha, that's called that you took it.
But why would the ashes are considered, is it, is it, it's the